This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Geiser, G-E-I-S-E-R, first name Saul, S-A-U-L, middle initial R. The date of birth, January 17, 1943. Date of evaluation, September 5, 2023. Referring physician, Dr. David Tseng, T-S-E-N-G. The chief complaint, low back pain. The HPI. The patient is an 80-year-old male who was initially evaluated by Dr. Michael Tseng on August 14, 2023. At that time, he had presented with mild lower back pain. He had been limited by left greater than right pain radiating down the leg, He initially had rated his pain as 2 - 4/10. Sitting and lying was then noted to be okay, but transitioning to the standing position made his symptoms worse, He had subsequently began having pain on sitting and typing, There's noted pain involves the bilateral hips. It is achy. It is associated with weakness of the lower extremity bilaterally, but left greater than right. Pain is worsened with postural activity such as typing and golfing, He had initially undergone conservative course of therapy to include injections, i.e. epidural times 2, He had further received physical therapy without significant improvement, The patient was felt to require laminotomy of the L2-L3 region with decompression, He is now seen preoperatively, He denies any symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations. Past medical history, 1, hypertension, next number BPH, next number gastroesophageal reflux disease, next number macular degeneration, next number hearing loss, next number diverticulosis. Past surgical history, tonsillectomy, next number appendectomy, next number partial colectomy. Medications. Amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, losartan 100 milligrams daily, Prevision PID, tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, pantoprazole 40 milligrams daily, deuterolide 0.5 milligrams daily, mirtazapine 30 milligrams 1HS, gabapentin 600 milligrams BID, unknown medication for macular degeneration. The physical examination, correction, review of system. Constitutional, he has had some weight loss, he is on a diet. Skin, he reports itching and rash. He has erysipelas complexus. His eyes, he has impaired vision, especially that of the left eye. He has erysipelas degeneration. Ears, he has deafness and wears a hearing aid. Nose, unremarkable. Neck, no stiffness or pain. Respiratory, no cough or short hot breath. Cardiac, no chest pain or apnea or paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea. Gastrointestinal, he has history of Barrett's esophagus and is maintained on pantoprazole. Genitourinary, he has enlarged prostate. The remainder of the rebuild system is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 133/69, pulse 80, respiratory rate 20, height 67.5 inches, weight 174.2 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The back reveals mild bulge at the L5-S1 region, period. There is minimal tenderness present, period. Exam otherwise unremarkable. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 72 beats per minute, period. ECG has normal intervals. There is leftward axis of minus 29, otherwise unremarkable. B. Lumbar MRI performed January 7, 2023 reveals moderate L2-L3 disc degeneration. There is fairly well-preserved disc height at L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1, with disc bulges being present at the L5-S1 level. There is mild bilateral L5-S1 foraminal stenosis, period. There is L4-5 mild central stenosis and moderate bilateral lateral recess stenosis, period. The impression is that he has L2-3 and L3-4 stenosis with bilateral neurogenic claudication, period. It was felt that his leg symptoms were concordant with L2-3 and L3-4 stenosis with neurogenic claudication. He had failed physical therapy, spinal injections, and medication. It was therefore felt that the patient would require L2-3 and L3-4 decompression. It was further felt that he would most likely require left-sided L2-3, L3-4 laminotomy with bilateral decompression, period. The patient's perioperative risk does not appear to be significantly increased. He has multiple comorbidities but appear optimized, period. He is therefore cleared for his procedure. Signed, Dr. Rawlings and Ferguson.